Well, having now moved into autumn, I've selected a few obvious tracks, and together with some additional surprises, might I then suggest you also grab a pen and paper, because I'll be giving out a couple of very interesting web page links, which all go together to make up the October edition of Organ First Radio. Let's get things underway then with a concerto. Always a good way to start a show, even if it is the one you expected me to include anyway. Here then is the lovely Autumn Concerto, played in this instance by William Davis at the organ in Tatton Hall in Knutsford. Autumn Concerto, played there by William Davis at the Willis Organ in Tenants Hall, Tatton Park in Knutsford. Sadly, we don't hear much about that organ nowadays, so one does hope that it's still in a good and maintained condition. Well, as it could be rightfully described as being early autumn, this is a nice opportunity to include that composition, played now by Tony Whittaker on Kurzweil and Korg keyboards. Thank you. Early Autumn, a song composed by Ralph Burns and Woody Herman, with lyrics by Johnny Mercer, and taken from the 2005 album there by popular circuit organist Tony Whittaker. Now, I've been searching out some more 99 pence bargains, courtesy of eBay, and one of a batch that I got last month was this very rare LP of the Perry Berget Trio. So rare, in fact, that the sleeve notes don't even mention any background of him, so the name could well be masking the true identity of the organist, who only appears to have made this one single recording. The other rare thing is that it's actually recognised as being the only commercial recording made of the three-manual 14-rank Kimball organ in the Roxy Theatre lobby in New York. Few movie palaces had organs in the entrance lobby as well as in the theatre itself, and this was just one of them. Although the LP indicates that it is the Perry Berget Trio, there are a number of solo organ tracks, and Dancing in the Dark just happens to be one of them.
Thank you.
Dancing in the Dark, which, incidentally, was the title of the very first film that I ever screened when starting out my life as a cinema projectionist in 1950. My thanks also go to Stephen Ashley of the Hot Pipes podcasts for cleaning and enhancing the quality of that budget-priced recording. Another in the batch of 99 pences was this one by American organist John Duffy, playing an unidentified organ, who conjures up this musical picture of autumn in Rome. Lovely composition, Autumn in Rome, which was taken from a strange 1954 short, 8-minute long film musical in which Patti Page sings that number and one other. Going to feature now two numbers next, both having the same title, but the treatment by each respective artist, I think, is worth the decision to do so. From Rome, we're going to journey then to America to hear the two interpretations of Autumn in New York. Firstly, played by that great jazz artist Jackie Davis on Hammond, and then by the equally famous theatre organist Buddy Cole. Autumn in New York, firstly played on Hammond by Jackie Davis and then by Buddy Cole on his famous studio Worley Morton organ. A singularly great jazz standard classic composed by Vernon Duke in Westport, Connecticut in the summer of 1934. But both those recordings being released over 50 years ago and still as thrilling to this day. Well, with the summer being one of the best on record, I can imagine that the ubiquitous donkeys that are still to this day a seaside beach attraction are enjoying a well-earned rest. This brings me very neatly to a surprise item from one of my all-time favourite organ stylists, Stephen Vincent. His arrangements, especially when coupled with his delightful video sequences, are just a huge pleasure to watch. His latest is, to my mind, the very best of both audio and visual entertainment, featuring as it does his Yamaha organ and the now integrated Hauptwerk Theatre organ system. When you finish listening to this programme, I seriously urge you to go over to YouTube and just enter Stephen Vincent followed by Donkey Serenade. The arrangement on its own is brilliant, but like I do say, have a look at the YouTube version because the visuals place it in a class of its own. Once again, the link is so easy, just enter Stephen Vincent followed by Donkey Serenade. And our thanks must go to Stephen because Organ First Radio listeners are the very first people to hear that particular arrangement prior to it going up on YouTube. Whenever I hear that tune, I'm reminded of the great Brian Rodwell, who used to do a version which he called the Lame Donkey Serenade, in which the clip-clop of the hooves stumbled completely out of step with the music, slowing down and then being hit by its imaginary owner. The donkey raced along to try and catch up, which is unlike Stephen Vincent's donkey, which has just been given a full bill of health by the RSPCA. OK, let's stay in the seaside mood and take not one, but two tracks from Arnold Loxham's Wurlitzer Seasons CD, which he made at the Burton-on-Trent Wurlitzer in 1994. I think that on a clear day, if you stood at the end of the pier, you'd be able to see the sunset over Morecambe Bay.
Thank you.
two tunes there were firstly one of Arnold Loxham's own compositions, At the End of the Pier, and that was followed by Sunset Over Morecambe Bay, which was a collaboration by Tim Wills and Nigel Ogden. The other day I got an email from my good friend Cled Griffin of Organ Festival fame, in which he tells me that he's just put together a web page devoted to organists who've been featured on Britain's Got Talent, and on which you can see all the appearances, in some cases warts and all. The link for that page is slightly longer, namely www.spanglefish.com, Spanglefish is all one word, / Britain's Got Keyboard Talent. I'll read that again. www.spanglefish.com/ Britain's Got Keyboard Talent. Only three of the artists could be classed as professional acts, and whereas one went on to even more fame and fortune, one famous duo were treated very badly, as the clips on that webpage demonstrate only too graphically. Tony Stace and Andrew Nix had put themselves up for serious consideration in the competition, but with El Supremo Simon Cowell having a known hatred of organs and keyboards, they were buzzed off in rapid time. Had he only given them a fair hearing, he might have enjoyed something like this. How can anyone who classes himself as a music mogul have a hatred for music like that? Tony Stace and Andrew Nix there with No Business Like Show Business, coupled with The Devil's Gallop. I'd love to feature both those artists more often on the show, but for reasons best known to themselves, neither have sent me anything later than the 11-year-old recording you've just heard. Was it something I said? The other thing that always surprises me about that Britain's Got Talent clip is that what did Simon Cowell and the judges think they were going to hear when two organs were wheeled out on the stage? Well, if you can stand the embarrassment of hearing one delusional Britain's Got Talent entrance playing the theme from Star Wars, based on his belief that his version is better than the original, then just go to www.spanglefish.com/Britain's Got Keyboard Talent. Now, I don't believe for one moment that the only reason Jean Martin got as far as she did was because in the initial stages Simon Cowell was not on the judging panel. I prefer to think that the reason was because with Mr. Organ hatred out of the way, that those who remained on the panel had a real eye and ear for talent, because as we all know in the organ world, Jean Martin has it in spades. To prove it, and because it fits nicely into the programme this month, here is Jean at a Yamaha EL900 with Autumn Leaves. Thank you. Autumn Leaves, played by Jean Martin. When I was a young lad and began to have an interest in cinema organs, one of the very first 78s that I recall buying with my spending money was the Reginald Dixon recording of Rustle of Spring, and on the reverse was Autumn by Cecile Louise Stephanie Caminade. I couldn't find an acceptable enough quality recording of the Dixon version, which he recorded at the BBC Mahler Theatre organ, so instead here is Nigel Ogden, seated at Reg's old organ in the tower with that lovely descriptive classical composition. Autumn, played there by Nigel Ogden at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom, Wurlitzer, of course. Now, I always enjoy receiving your requests and programme suggestions, and to bring the show to a close this month, I have one from Mark Pye, who'd like to hear the tune At the Console, played by the composer himself, Sidney Gustard. Now, Sidney did record that at the Regal Cinema Chester Organ, but I don't have that copy, but I think I might have something better. For many years, there was an organ programme broadcast from BBC Radio Leeds, hosted by Barry Davenport, Frank Hare and Arnold Loxham, and that tune was their programme signature tune. The recording is indeed made by Sidney Gustard when he was 83 years of age, and the organ, in this case being a five-manual Compton, which was in the Palace Cinema at Galston, but was removed some years ago, and which I understand is now in storage. At Galston, it comprised of two organs and, in its lifetime, a mounting number of ranks. Anyway, it's the tune that matters, and here is Sidney Gustard at the Console, introduced by programme presenter Arnold Loxham.
But we open with a march bearing our programme title. Here's At the Console, composed and played by one of the pioneer cinema organists, Sidney Gustard.
And with that, we come to the end of this month's programme. Do hope you've enjoyed the choice of music and artists, and in any event, you're always welcome to get in touch with me for any requests, electronics or pipes, such as that last one. Until next month then, and instead of the usual signature tune, here's a short extract from a three-part medley made by Reginald Dixon in January of 1935 at the Original Tower Ballroom Organ. It's called When Autumn Comes Around. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now. ¶¶
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.